Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Catherine Chagnon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Producer of The Seven Last Words, a fascinating film presented here, also a fascinating performance presented here at the festival. Would you like to introduce it to our listeners, the film? Just a very brief introduction to get us our conversation started.
Yes, the film Seven Last Words, which is a film concert we world premiere here 4 days ago, is an original idea by Kaveh Nabassian, who is a Canadian director from Quebec, from Montreal. And the inception of the project was with the musician Sarah McMahon from Qualino Quartet. They got this idea of challenging each other and putting a dialogue between music and, which is more specifically, Haydn music, Seven Last Words of the Christ on the Cross, and asking several filmmakers to speak, to make a film tailored to the music. So for those who doesn't know, Haydn was composed 250 years ago. It's a Baroque piece, beautiful version. One of the most beautiful version is for quartet. We have seven modern filmmakers with a very visual signature that interpret the music in image.
I mean, it's a very cinematic piece.
The piece of music, yes. At the origin, it's a Spanish bishop in Spain, in Cadix, that commissioned the music to Haydn. And it was an oratorio. So there was a priest that was saying the words and a little poem in between each of the seven sonatas that begin with an introduction, and at the end, Il Terremoto, the ending piece. So it's together, it's nine movements. So it's really about a man who is near the death. Yeah, he's doing the Christian sense. We believe that Jesus said those seven words before he died, and is a passage from death to metaphysic state or spirituality. So it's perhaps the most distressful moment of a human, and this enlightenment towards what he believes.
But each of the films is its own little thing in itself.
Each team, it goes from forgiveness, abandonment, salvation, or distress, or the relation with the mother. So each of the words has a specific theme, which we call theme, and it's those themes and the words and the music was really the inspiration for each filmmakers to conceptualize.
Right. So let's just try and picture the production process. You approach the filmmaker. What do you tell them? How do you?
Yeah. At the beginning, so Kaveh and Sarah had the idea. They approached me 7 years ago, and we thought
7 years ago, coincidentally.
Yes.
It all makes sense.
Yeah. Kaveh approached me with this possible list of directors he admired, and it was clear at some point that we decided to go all Canadian or all Quebec, because he wanted filmmakers with different culture backgrounds. Himself, he's half Iranian, half American, and he's Canadian. He was born in Canada, so he wanted to reach for people in our country or in our province, Quebec, that have several point of view cultures. So this is really what was important for him. So we approach a Colombian director, an indigenous director, and we went for director that we admire, that does documentary or experimental or fiction. We want a mix of all the forms. So at the beginning, we start, let's let them decide the word they're going to speak about. So we approach Juan Andrés Arago, for example, and in the back of our head, we knew, we wish he will pick the relation with mother, because I think in his films, he talks a lot about that, and I think he's the right person to talk about maybe his mother country, Colombia, or stuff like that. So funny fact, he picked the right words. At the beginning, we start to a bit approach them, like listen to the whole opus, yeah. Opus 51, the quartet version. And then we were narrowing more. At the end, we were saying, okay, no, we're going to give them this word. This is really a challenge for Sophie Duras, for example, to talk about abandonment. So we were the only two, Cave and me, although Cave is doing three pieces, he's doing three pieces in the out of the nine. He directs the beginning and the end. And the sixth sonata, this is finished. It is finished. So we were the only two that knew what each filmmakers were creating. So the other filmmaker didn't know what the other was. We want to keep that very that they have very much an intimacy with their piece, and they're not influenced by oh, the other one is making this. I will not make that choice. You know, we want to keep them very
keep the integrity of their vision.
Yeah, the vision. You said it right.
Thank you. What about the music?
At the beginning, Qualino expected to record the music, but it took 3 years before they actually recorded. So, I mean, to hear Qualino playing here live, it's just confirming how much they know that music, they study that music, and they do it in a taste like of... it's really baroque and it's very traditional. So we choose. We stick to their vision, because they have an interpretation that is unique as well. If you listen to other quartets playing the same music, it's always different. The speed is different. So the filmmaker were given fairly early. We were lucky that they record the music already. We gave them the clip of the music, and they really tailored their film to the music.
So the music was recorded before the film.
Film, yeah.
Do you think there would have been anything different if it had been the other way around?
I think so, and I believe, like, looking at the film here and listening to the music here when we play it live, I was curious at some point to think, what if we had re-record the music with the musician, those musicians, in front of the films? You know, like, there will be another pass where perhaps there will be like another layer of interpretation.
Yeah.
Because now, I mean, the DCP version, we will show it in two days. The quartet has left Rotterdam, so we're going to play in Pathé 5. It's going to be a huge screen, a beautiful DCP with a Dolby sound, a mix that reproduce the quartet playing. It's not like an overwhelming surround sound. We choose to keep the breathing of the musician, the input on the strings that it's beautiful. Really, it does a lot of impact as well. But it would have been great to see what we hear here, like, you know, but that will not happen.
But it would be a good idea. Obviously, then that would mean that the musicians approach the visuals differently. There's a whole different interaction between the music and the image itself. But I wanted to ask you, because of the event that actually took place here at the festival with the musicians playing the score live, the music live, do you hope that will happen again?
Of course. I will always present in every new festival, new premiere, I will really do all my efforts to bring back the quartet as a special event, and then we could do a run with the recording. But then I think for the premiere, it's very special, and we should present it to the public that way. Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Fred.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.